This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one presidential election at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're now getting closer and closer and closer, about 71 days away from the Donald Trump presidency. And I'll tell you, it's been a rock and roll, experience for everybody in the nation. We had some overnight rioting last night in many cities around the country, in Chicago and Los Angeles and so on. I don't think they were the types of riots like you would say the L.A. riots. They didn't look remotely close to anything like that, and didn't look like there were a large number of people in any of these cities, but they're out there. I'm sure that George Soros is doing his thing. In fact, I think Breitbart was reporting yesterday, or last night actually, that Soros would be there, and Soros would be supplying the money and the funds to produce these riots, if you will. Riots on Demand by George Soros. I guess you could make it a movie if you want to. So anyway, the left is screaming out by way of George Soros right now in protest of a Donald Trump presidency, but actually I don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody says. Even Hillary Clinton has come out and conceded yesterday in a very gracious statement on her part. Very strange statement, though, but we're going to be exploring that, because with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, your impressions so far of what we're seeing with the Donald Trump, it's day two now. One and a half. He actually came out on the 9th in the morning. So day one and a half of his presidential elect-to-be. What are your comments so far?
Well, Paul, I think the most important issue is that Donald Trump took on the culture wars and won. People have long ago said the culture wars were over and America lost. Donald Trump revived the culture wars, and he really spoke to people's, you know, yearning and desire to be part of a greater us. And that's really what the Democrats, that are supposedly the party of FDR and LBJ, walked away from. If you take a look at the economics of this election, it is amazing that people would be rioting against their own self-interest. You know, Donald Trump just won the greatest Republican victory since 1928. He took the White House, the Senate, and the House for the first time in, 88 years? Yeah. And you're now in a situation where truly, the rebellion against the Democrats was really focused on the values of Silicon Valley, their business model, which relies on global trade, offshore labor, and foreign skilled workers.
Well, you know, offshore trade and foreign skilled workers, which is becoming the Dane, if you will, of America, because they're relying on illegal aliens and more visa people to come in and take these high-skilled jobs that Americans, they say, cannot do, which I doubt seriously, but they're replacing very, very good American workers with imports from outside. And that's something that has just absolutely set this country on fire, I think. Much to the chagrin of the Obama administration and even to the left. But, you know, Chris, the bigger issue, and you said that they would be protesting out there against their own self-interest, which I think is a very, very important term to understand, because I was receiving some phone calls yesterday from some of our listeners, and they were younger. And this is something we brought up several times on the radio show about the youngers not necessarily understanding the situation with Donald Trump or ourselves, in terms of we can look back and we can reflect on the Jimmy Carter era and what happened when Ronald Reagan became president and everybody was out protesting, doing similar things as what they're doing on a different scale, but similar things about Ronald Reagan. And of course, clearly the left was, and even the Rhino Republicans, as we were referring to them back then, were protesting against Donald Trump in similar ways as what you find with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and so on of the right today. But the bottom line is that, as it turned out, Ronald Reagan created a model, a mold, a template by which economically this country would explode. And it's obvious to me that Donald Trump is going to use that same template by cutting taxes, corporate taxes, building the middle class again. That's going to be something that's going to be followed by Donald Trump, and that's our best interest that we follow that.
Well, Paul, you have to put it in perspective that, you know, this is no different than Andrew Carnegie and the robber barons, that every time they, you know, get somebody who'd want to have higher wages, they would bring in somebody from a country that didn't speak, you know, American, didn't speak the U.S. language.
Right.
Of English, and if, for example, most of the workers then were Italian and they raised some grief, then a Carnegie would bring people in from Czechoslovakia. And he did this four or five times. You know, he called it, you know, fighting unions. It really wasn't fighting unions. It was literally replacing all the American workers with foreigners. And then, of course, he could, you know, he didn't have to pay them benefits. He didn't have to, you know, treat them decently. He could basically work them like slaves. So there's no difference in the slave labor, you know, that the plan for your life that Mark Zucker has.
Zucker. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is absolutely a spot on point, and you can see this whole thing. I call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery that's been going on for quite some time now. And even you have the Chamber of Commerce, the National Chamber of Commerce, is out touting this sort of behavior.
Well, it's, you know, take a look at the money. You know, the Democratic Party, it really doesn't have a philosophy. I mean, I know that they're supposed to be the party of FDR and they're supposed to be the party of, you know, social justice. But remember, these people, you know, were Jim Crow in the South. You know, these people were Tammany Hall in the North. You know, so these were really a bunch of thugs who figured out that you could make a lot more money, you know, by getting 5% of people's wages, then you could actually start businesses. So, you know, this whole, and the nexus between, you know, the Democrats and the mobsters, you know, starting really in the 1920s, you know, that was a long, long tradition. And, you know, that they would triangulate towards Silicon Valley's mobsters, you know, shouldn't be surprising.
Well, no, it really shouldn't. And you're putting it in some great perspective for people to understand. This is one of the things that is great about you, Chris, and what you bring to the radio programs and to our own culture is the historical perspective of so many things that people have completely forgot about. You know, I'll throw this at you. One of the reasons we were talking last week or a week and a half ago about why Putin could be so angry at us is because of Kursk, the Battle of Kursk that took place in World War II, in which they lost over 1 million men in just a few days period. Gee, you think that might anger Putin if we come in there and we start creating trouble in Ukraine, as we have done in this country, in which Putin has rightfully responded to in kind. But this is the type of historical perspective that we forget about. We don't, you know, this is not being taught in our schools any longer, that we have been down this road before, and we've seen this sort of thing going on before. And now somebody has come along and said, enough is enough, and we're going to stop it.
Well, remember the signs on the back of cars by teachers? Teach peace.
Right.
It wasn't teach peace. It was teach, you know, a propaganda and a structure and really change America from within, not from without.
Yeah. Hang on, Chris. We got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to have more of Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution. The Constitution of the United States.
2-1-1-0.
Cool babies. Strange but not a stranger. I had a
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about, Donald Trump, the election of Donald Trump with Chris Street. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a different day, but, you know, if we take a look at our own history, and some of it's not too, not too long ago, I guess, Chris, for you and I, but we can remember 1979, 1980, the election of Ronald Reagan, and I really do liken it, and I know you do too, in a lot of ways, to what happened with Reagan versus Carter. Clearly, a lot of people wanted Carter. He was up 14% or something like that before the election. But Donald Trump comes in, like we saw Ronald Reagan come in, and completely really affects the country in so many positive ways by a positive message for our economy and for our culture. And I guess what you said at the very beginning of the last segment was so true. Donald Trump has really shaken up the culture of the country right now.
Well, that's exactly right, Paul. And it's not so much that he's shaken up the culture. He's shaken up the dominant mime. This is it used to be countercultural people that represent a very small amount of the population, but they've got the tools of the game, just like the mainstream media of CBS, NBC, and ABC, you know, really changed America in the 80s and 90s. Sort of fight the idea that, you know, the American worker was supreme and that we were a productive country. You know, that sort of post-production world that ABC and NBC and CBS talked about, you know, it's the social media people, it's the internet barons of today, which not only want the money, they want the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely want the mind. There's no question about that. And you can see that with Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, and all the other communications, the Google people, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube in particular, and, of course, all the other companies out there that are vying for that. That new stream media really is what they're vying for right now, which is kind of interesting if you think about it. The old stream media is really dead. I think they've really shot themselves, certainly with the news and information that they've been divulging over the last 6 months has really sunk them even more so. Now it's becoming people like us, Chris.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, imagine what it was like for NBC when you were virtually on the cusp of sort of owning the next administration. MSNBC and all of their media tranches, you had Hillary in the morning, a 90% chance of winning. You know, the betting lines, interestingly enough, were actually trending up for the last 2-3 weeks. But nobody in the mainstream media and even the quote unquote new stream internet media saw it coming. It's only this rebellious group of the majority out there that had to wake up the media that they were wrong.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting to think about that, you know, guys like you and I and other people that are in their own home studios and things like that have shaken up the media so much. But I can remember 2 years ago, one of our distributors, was kind of explaining to me some of the phenomena that he was seeing. And I had my show at the time with this distributor was playing at the same time that Rachel Maddow's show was playing. And he was able to pull up some numbers relative to my show and Rachel Maddow. And he said, okay, Paul, he said, I want you to sit around and look at your studio, and I want you to tell me, how much money do you think you have invested in the computers you have there? Now, of course, it's not the same studio it is today because we've got more equipment. But I said, well, you know, I've got three computers that I look at, and I do the recording. I have a small little soundboard I think I paid $60 for. Got a couple keyboards, you know, that sort of thing. And I said, I have my iPhone. I said, maybe $3,000 total at the high end if you want to look at it that way. I said, but by the way, these computers are several years old. And he says, well, I want you to juxtaposition that with Rachel Maddow. It says, because, you know, you have an hour of your show in which you are reaching an audience, and so is she, and we have the numbers on that. And he said, you know, I'm looking at your radio show and what it does every hour, and at the time it was like 28,000 to 30,000 listeners at that 1 hour. And I said, well, you know, that's really a lot. And he says, well, I want to tell you that Rachel Maddow on MSNBC has about 80,000 viewers/listeners in that same hour. And he said, now think about that. You got $3,000 worth of equipment, and she's got $3 million worth of equipment, and you're reaching all, you know, a third of what she's going for, actually greater than that. But he says, over 3 hours, you're reaching more than what she's reaching. He says, that's the power of the new stream media.
And Paul, that's the arithmetic of the search for great ideas. You know, America has always been a place where people are open to new ideas. You know, they're really, the idea that somehow the left was progressive, you know, is preposterous. Progressive comes from Teddy Roosevelt. He was a Republican. He was a guy who actually had tried to take the Republican Party back from where it had triangulated to the money. You know, the Republicans were, you know, more about the rural people, the farmer, you know, the self-made man on Main Street. You know, the Democrats were always about big business and Wall Street. I mean, you go today and, you know, to find out that what the registration of the Wall Street tycoons are, I don't think you could find a Republican out there. In Silicon Valley, the only Republican that anybody knows is Peter Thiel.
Yeah.
It's a whole damn valley.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Because it works, because it's a business. You know, people in this show, you know, they're interested in ideas and they really care about America. That's not the way it works for Silicon Valley and Wall Street. They care about themselves. They vote their self-interest, and that's really the difference.
Yeah, that they vote themselves their own self-interest, and that's exactly, when you take a look at it in the big picture, that's exactly what they're doing right now. I guess the bigger question is going to be, what is, let's get back into the Donald Trump thing, because he brings so much to the table. Really, everybody says he's not an economist. I mean, Chris, I don't understand that thinking. The guy's a multi-billionaire. How can he not understand the economy at that level and even at the presidential level?
Well, I think the big joke of it is somehow they punish him for having failures. I mean, talk to any entrepreneur. I mean, that is the most humbling thing you can possibly do. Most entrepreneurs fail two or three times. You know, the goal is to fall forward, not fall backwards. I mean, if you go to Marine training, and I was going to write a book for a Marine colonel who's the number one recruiter in the United States.
By the way, it's the Marine Corps birthday today. Yep. I want to throw that one in there real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's the Marine Corps' birthday today, 214 years.
Well, that's right. That's what I was going to get to. But, you know, this was the, you know, the ultimate of what these kids were going for. And I said, you know, the difference, I was in the Army, and we really didn't respect the jarheads and all that by name. But when you were in the military in Vietnam and you saw that you have, you know, six people, you know, cleaning latrines in the Army, you'd have an officer, you'd have a sergeant, you'd have a supervising Spec 4, and then you might have two or three people working. In the Marines, you have six people cleaning the latrine. And if it was a lieutenant, an officer there, you know, he had two jobs. He had the job of being a Marine, and then he also had the job of being an officer. That was a foreign subject to the Army.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, my father-in-law served three tours in Vietnam, and I know you were in Vietnam. I was not in Vietnam, but he was a solid Marine, a lifer in the Marine Corps, a decorated Marine. Actually, it was in the Chosun Valley March.
That was nasty.
That was very nasty. It took him... literally on his deathbed, he finally talked to me about it. We spent about 6 hours one afternoon talking about that whole experience, and it's just unbelievable what the Marines did. But that's so true that the efficiency of the Marine Corps is somewhat, you know, other people don't appreciate it until you're around them very often, and that's one of the things he always brought up as a point. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More of Chris Street and more of what's going to be happening in the future with a Donald Trump presidency. Stay with us, and remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution of the United States.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. If you want to email me, please do so, paul@a21r.com. We're talking with Chris Street about Donald Trump and the new President Donald Trump. It's also the Marine Corps' 214th birthday. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. My father was a Marine and my father-in-law was a Marine. So a Marine Corps is just sort of part of my life. And Chris, I know you served in Vietnam with the Marines, and it was a kind of a unique experience, I'm sure, serving with the Marine Corps.
Well, that's right, Paul. I was in the Army, and I just saw this image of how the Marines really have unit integrity, is that there really is no different between an officer and an enlisted man when it comes to being a Marine. The officer just happens to have this extra set of responsibility. You know, he has a full-time job as a Marine and a part-time job as an officer. You know, where in the Army it was a full-time job as an officer, and the idea that you'd be, you know, doing the work, you know, that really, you know, that was for lowly people.
Yeah, my brother was an Army officer. I got that from him. I saw that deal.
But the modern Army is just exactly the opposite. I mean, one thing about having that experience, you know, people really learned that Vietnam didn't work the way it was being managed. And by the time you got to, you know, the 1980s and the invasion of Iraq and other types of missions, you know, that really were prepared for by Ronald Reagan, you know, the military for the Army, you know, had adopted the Marine model.
Yeah, exactly. And that was so true, because when Ronald Reagan was president, things really started to change for the military in a positive way. That was another thing. And, of course, Donald Trump is finding himself in a very similar situation with a really depleted military, primarily because of the sequesters. Let's talk about that for a second. What's the military going to look like with Donald Trump in about 3 or 4 years?
Well, Paul, it's not the sequester that's the problem. It's the management that's the problem.
Sure.
You know, this has become a business, and the idea that you have these great kids that, you know, do anything for you. You know, Barack Obama has just, you know, bled that to the core. I mean, look at all the deployments these kids are on. Look at all the things that are going on. And look at the mess that he's left us.
Yeah, that's the key thing, is that this continuing, always war, at war business. You know, I can remember vividly you and I talking on the radio about how when Obama decided to go back into Afghanistan, that he was literally snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. I mean, well, it was just the most amazing thing.
I think that's it. Was actually defeat from the jaws of
victory. Yeah, it was defeat from the jaws of victory. There you go. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean,
get that right. Remember, we talked about that, though? We were just always on that.
I mean, you got to put in perspective that Obama is a really angry person. I mean, he's got a great soft tone.
Right, right.
But think of all the people he's droned. You know, I think it's probably something like 13,000 or something like that.
Right.
I mean, if you talk to military guys, really knowledgeable military guys, they'll tell you, don't drone people. Don't drone me, boss.
Yeah, don't drone me, bro.
the reason they say that is if you beat somebody in a battle, you know, his family will say, well, they fought the battle and they lost. You know, it was a courageous thing, and, you know, they fought to the death, and, you know, this guy won and my dad lost, but, you know, he fought his way in. When you drone somebody, it's really assassination, and assassination builds blood
feuds. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, those blood feuds that have been built over in the Middle East and Eastern Europe and so on for so many years, which are still prevalent today. You know, things that happened 500 years ago are big-time memories over there, and they're coming out even here in the United States with some of the immigrants that are coming in that we're starting to see. These types of feuds just are something that's kind of foreign to the United States, but they still exist. I mean, look at religion. Look at some of the religious things that are going on with Islam and even with the Catholic Church and other church organizations. It's pretty amazing stuff. I want to get back into Donald Trump's rebuild of the economy. Where do you think he's going to start first?
Well, obviously he's going to cut taxes, and he's going to do some things on the culture side. He's going to obviously, you know, end sanctuary cities and end, you know, the prohibition against ROTC on campuses by simply saying, if you don't accept the law, we will defund you. You know, the idea that Democrats somehow, you know, want to be in competition for ideas is just foolish. They want to be in competition for money.
Right, right.
When you look at the big cities, I mean, these are highly subsidized organizations with billions of dollars coming in from the federal government that they get to spend, you know, in a crony system of you know, that builds friends and buys support. You take that money away, you know, and they all look like Detroit.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about is, you know, I get these calls from some of my friends that are down there in Sacramento working as bureaucrats and lobbyists and so on. And when Donald Trump's name first came up over a year ago, 15 months ago, I think it is, they were calling me because they knew I would be that would be right down my alley, Donald Trump. And they were calling me and they're going, what do you think of my what do you think about this guy? What is this, that, and the other? What is he going to do to, like, our federal subsidies, like for education and things like that? Because I was in education. And I said, well, I would tell him, I said, well, if he's anything like a Ronald Reagan type, which I think he's going to be, then you got to watch your back, because he's going to take your money away from you if California is not doing what he wants them to do. He will do that. And it's still, even today or yesterday, I got a call. I had a good long talk with somebody from down in the Capitol. And that was their major concerns. What is he? And that was an educator. What is he going to do about education? And I said, well, if you don't get rid of Common Core, you're going to be in for a lot of trouble. And if you don't get rid of the vestiges of Common Core, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, because he will cut you off from educational money. And it was kind of like, wow, it's really here now. The revelation to this bureaucrat was, it's really here. Donald Trump really did get to be president, and there's going to be consequences for this election. Of course, that's a favorite term that Obama always uses. There's consequences when there's an election.
Yeah, Paul, I want to put you in perspective on the federal funding for education.
Sure.
Only 8.3% of funding for education comes from the federal government. And the cost of compliance that the federal government has is probably closer to 13 to 15%.
Right.
So, you know, federal government funding of education is a scam.
Yeah. Oh, what it is, Chris, is that these guys are, and I can tell you, you're totally correct on that. And again, having managed federal programs in the multi-millions of dollars, I can tell you truthfully about that percentage of what it costs you over what you get. But the problem is these guys are working on such razor-thin margins that they're desperate for dollars every single day because they've overspent, they've overcommitted, and they don't have the dollars to begin with. And they just literally wait around for those federal dollars to be wired back into their system. And they put people off. That's one of the reasons why in education you've got all these different deferrals that have been going on. Billions of dollars now as amassed towards school districts. But they just have to wait there and just wait for every moment, bated breath, for the money to come in or to get the okay from the feds. I have seen this played out. In fact, I'm still owed quite a substantial amount of money from the state because they took the money from the federal government and spent it on something else and didn't turn it into me.
Can you spell Stockholm Syndrome?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stockholm Syndrome is when you put somebody in prison, imprison them, put them in a closet or something like that. You know, a lot of people over time, you know, they will become more like a pet, and then they'll start like loving you. Even though you're imprisoning them, they'll actually love you. And you know, this takes place everywhere.
Right.
One of the things happened we're talking about the Korean War, is the North Koreans knew exactly how to manage, you know, prisoners. They took 5% of the leaders, not because they were officers or anything. They could identify them by their leadership characteristics. And they segregated them, put them in hard prison and in chains. And the other 95% of prisoners in North Korea were put in compounds without barbed wire.
Yeah. Hang on, Chris. We're going to hold that thought because we've got a break coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution of the United States.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Chris Street. And Chris, we had to cut you off because of the music coming back. But you were talking about Stockholm Syndrome and how people, and I was using the analogy because the Department of Education in the state of California, as an example, they sit on, you know, they are working on such razor-thin margins because the state doesn't have the money to give them to properly fund schools. So they have these federal grants out there which really don't amount to a large amount of money. And the other part of it is the overhead to manage these accounts is just over the top. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I've managed multi-million dollar contracts. I understand how this whole thing plays out. The amount of work that you have to put into these federal grants and the money that comes in is over the top. It's just excessive. So you just kind of like, wait, should I even do this? And the answer is that no, you probably should manage your state money a little bit better. But the state does not have the money. The state of California, and this is the way it is with other states too, this does not have the money to properly fund. And so they miss a lot of times their funding deadlines for various things like schools and counties and other entities. And that builds up basically as a debt that is owed to those entities. And in the state of California, they refer to that as the deferral system. We're going to defer payment to you. We won't give you 100% of what we owe you this month. We'll give you 50%. And then that 50% never materializes. I've talked to superintendents around the state and other entities. The state never pays. This is the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. So they sit around, these bureaucrats in the Department of Education, as an example, waiting for federal funds to be released. And it can be a small amount of money, as Chris, I think you said, what, 8% or something like that?
8.3% is the national average of federal funding.
It's really a small amount, but they've overspent. They don't have the money. And they just wait for these funds to come in, and then they distribute it how they best can distribute it to whoever's there first, basically, or who's ever pounding on the table. So it's really an archaic, bad system, and oftentimes the bureaucrats, the elected officials and bureaucrats get a hold of the money first before you even see it, if you're a school district or whatever. It's a terrible system. But you were talking about Stockholm Syndrome, Chris, which I think is absolutely a brilliant comparison to what's going on with that bureaucrat.
Well, that's right. And I was saying in North Korea, the North Koreans took the 5% leaders, you know, and put them in hard chains. The other 95% of prisoners, they put in open sort of areas without guard towers and the rest of it, and because they knew it was so depressing for the people that they generally weren't leaders, that they would think they were supposed to escape or do something, and they would stress out about it. And after about a month or so, they'd be so ashamed of themselves for not escaping, they became much more cooperative and easier to deal with. So this idea that the left, you know, runs, you know, their operation as a business, they're focused on the money, this is something that conservatives got to start figuring out. This isn't about culture wars. This is about money. The left uses the culture war to destroy your culture and make you more, you know, amenable to, you know, their financial interest. I mean, amazingly, you're supposed to vote against your financial interest, you know, because after all, Elon Musk needs subsidies, you know, so he can destroy your job working in a car factory.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. But this whole thing about the, I think you've really hit something there with the Stockholm Syndrome. Looking, I'm picturing all these people I know that are bureaucrats that are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. And this, I mean, the key question, how does government break out of that? Or is it the time in which we have to say to government, a lot of government, we're just going to shut the money off because you just don't know how to manage it, which I think was what we should do. And what money you have, you're pissing away.
Ronald Reagan had it right. You got to starve the beast.
Right.
I mean, you know, most people who have a weight problem, you know, they've been on 65 diets. They've gone to all kinds of advisory. They've done everything. It isn't that they have so much a weight problem. And I know there's people who have, physical problems that, are
right.
really difficult
right.
and such like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this amazing number of people, who yo-yo back and forth to all these expenditures they put out for some kind of treatment. And the bottom line to it is that, that they've lost their support system. A lot of things to do with, dieting and such like that, you need a support system, people that actually, wish you the best.
It's serious proposition, dieting. Yeah. It truly is.
And so when you look at the challenges that you face, if you don't have a support system, it's just almost impossible to change yourself. And that's really what the left understands. They have destroyed America's conservative support system, these values, mm-hmm. That people grew up with. I mean, the culture wars were lost by the middle and lower middle class. And when they lost those culture wars, they didn't just, gain some kind of social opportunity to, engage in certain kind of activity. It also played down to the point where the middle class now can't afford to buy a house, and the lower middle class, that the working population that used to work hard and could still buy their family a house. It wasn't in the nicest neighborhood, but they could buy their house. They can't pay rent.
Right, right, and that's
so the risk to the middle class, they get you down so far that you're reliant on these little morsels that the federal government sends out. It's your only hope. And that's really the game. If the left had a booming economy, nobody'd want the left. Government is not something you need when you're successful. Government is something you need generally when when you're failing.
Well, and the notion of government should be to help and assist the public, be our servant, if you will, and make sure that in the bigger scheme of things that you're providing a system of economics that works for America, that works for the entrepreneur, that works for capitalism and not necessarily for the state, and having everything drawn into the state. But this is a great comparison to understand that the cultural war has been, they've been victorious in the cultural war. We need to now go out and rebuild that cultural part of what we do as a country, as a nation, because that's really what's going to make the economy boom again.
Well, that's exactly right, Paul. And you got to put it in perspective.
Hey, Chris, hang on. We got the music coming up. We got about 60 seconds on the next after the next break. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here with Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution. The Constitution of the United States.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Strait. And Chris, you're going to put something in perspective for us on the economy just before the break. We've got about 60 seconds.
Paul, what I was going to say is the change in the middle class. You know, the middle class in California makes about $4,300 a month. And, you know, they can, you know, they can probably buy a house, a modest house and a car, but they certainly can't send their kids to college. That's why you have this just massive, you know, education debt that's built up from college. And the lower middle class in California has got a take-home pay of around $2,600 a month. You know, I was saying a generation ago, the lower middle class, the working folks, could buy a small house in a not-so-good neighborhood. You know, but where they are now, they're really just trying to actually survive, pay rent, and have a very small apartment. You know, Trump's advantage was that he spoke to that white middle and lower middle class that had actually lost something.
Right, and they were listening. It was reverberating, you know, as opposed to Mitt Romney in 2012, it wasn't. And by the way, interesting information coming out of Drudge that with the numbers that Donald Trump won by, he would have beaten Obama in 2012, but that's 2012, and this is 2016. I'm glad 2016 is here. Anyway, give us your information and contact, Chris, because we're running out of time.
You can always get me at Breitbart, California, and I write about 1,500 articles a year.
Yeah, it's amazing how proficient you are, Chris, and thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll have to have you on in the next couple of days. A lot of things happening with the transition and so on that we didn't get to today. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans, and guess what? We are back as the United States of America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 expensive pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
2-1-1-0.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.